This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A Lake Superior tribe has been embroiled in a years-long legal battle with the Canadian energy firm Enbridge after it sued to remove the company's oil and gas pipeline from tribal lands. As a result, Enbridge is seeking permits to route its Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Bands Reservation. Now, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says a state review didn't fully account for ways the project could harm the environment and tribal resources. Danielle Kading has more.
With the sun blazing, tribal and environmental advocates gather on a road where Enbridge's Line 5 crosses the Bad River Reservation. The pipeline carries up to 23 million gallons of Canadian crude oil and natural gas liquids daily from Superior to Sarnia, Ontario. The tribe's natural resources director, Naomi Tillison, says the tribal council rejected renewal of easements for the pipeline due to the threat of an oil spill.
That's why the council said we are not going to renew these because we need to protect our water.
While the tribe's case is ongoing, Enbridge wants to reroute around 40 miles of Line 5. Critics have already blasted a draft environmental review of the project conducted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They say there's not enough information to lawfully grant a permit, and EPA staff agree. The EPA's regional administrator, Deborah Shore, told WPR's The Morning Show they reviewed and offered input on the state's draft.
We think that many of the comments we provided to take climate change into account and to do a much more thorough review of the potential impact on tributaries and on those wetlands will assist in a better review.
The federal agency sent the DNR nearly 200 recommendations to strengthen its review. The Tyler Forks River cascades down to join the Bad River within Copper Falls State Park. EPA staff say the Line 5 reroute may have substantial and unacceptable impacts on the Bad River and the Caucagan Bad River sloughs. Overlooking the falls, Tillison says lake sturgeon spawn in the river and wild rice grows in the internationally recognized wetlands.
That's really, really important to the Bad River tribal members. It's part of the migration story where they migrated to find the food that grows on water, and that's wild rice.
The agency wants the DNR to show Enbridge's plans wouldn't negatively affect state and tribal water quality standards. The EPA also wants to see more details about the project's contribution to greenhouse gas emissions and how climate change could affect it. Walking through tall grass, a group treks into a wooded ravine where a creek runs under washed-out railroad tracks.
See the railroad tracks dangling in the air?
That's Joan Elias. She owns about 190 acres, and some of that land runs next to the project. Elias says after 10 inches of rain flooded creeks and rivers one night in 2016, she was temporarily stranded.
It was washed out along Little Edwards Road. It was washed out here.
Opponents say more frequent intense storms driven by climate change only increase the threat of an oil spill along the pipeline's route. Tribal members also fear the project will harm treaty rights to hunt, fish, and gather. Lacoutere tribal member Don White with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission points out Wisconsin made it a felony for people to go on an energy provider's property without consent.
For folks who just don't have a lot of resources, it is not in the best interests of tribes to diminish any sort of access.
The EPA doesn't have a lead role permitting the project, but the federal agency is coordinating with state regulators and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps says its goal is to resolve EPA's concerns. The DNR says they're addressing issues with those agencies as well as Enbridge. An Enbridge spokesperson maintains the company is committed to protecting the environment, and the Canadian firm stresses the pipeline is a vital energy link for the region. Business manager Joel Zilke with the local 601 Steamfitters Union agrees.
That's a lot of gas and diesel and propane for people that really rely on that, you know, at this point still.
Zilke also touted the 700 jobs the project would create, along with millions in state tax revenues. Enbridge plans to break ground once all permits are granted, but it's clear federal regulators want to know a lot more before they make any final decisions. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.